So this is Pitrei HaChochma Petach Beis, the second Petach, the second opening. Okay, Ritzono Shelama Atzil, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitbarach Shemo. Hu Rak Tov, that means his primi, his will, his inner will is only goodness. V'lachen lo yitkayem shum davar ela tuvo. Won't be established anything, only his goodness. V'kol mashu ra b'tchila, and anything which is bad in the beginning, eino yotze mirshut ache chas v'shalom, doesn't come out from another domain, chas v'shalom. Shiuchal itkayem negdo, that can be established against chas v'shalom, his will. Ela sofo hu tov, rather the end is good, vadai, definitely. V'az noda shlo yesh rishut ache, and then it will be known that there's no other rishus elahu. Okay, that's basically in a tamtzit exactly what he's going to speak here, and exactly his answer that ra is only something which is partial in time. The end, the tachlis, even that ra in the end will come out to be good, and that's a proof that the ra doesn't come from another emanation, mi tuvo, from his goodness and his rotzen. Yeah? Okay? Clear. Okay, fine. Ze tshuva ala shayla shezachavti lemala. This is an answer on the question that I asked above. Eima, sharotzen ha'elion rotzeh shiyeh hashilitot alulot menu monat kiviyacholet kocho. That his rotzen wants that the dominion, there will be dominions that will kiviyachol prevent, he'll allow for other dominions, which means it's not against his dominion. Ve'ein zeh neged ha'rotzon ha'elyon on atzmo, and it's not against his rotzon, kiven shehu rotzeh kach, since he wants that way. Rotzono shel ha'atzil yitbarach hu rak tov. So now he's explaining this statement. The rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good. Ei efshar lomar sheratza ha'rotzon ha'elyon sheyuchlo liyot rotzonot acherim. It's impossible to say that he wants, the ma'atzil wants, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, there will be Ritzonot Acherim Mun'im Al Yado, preventing him, Be'ezeh Ofen Shiyeh, in any form. Ki HaRatzon HaElyon Eino Rotzeh Rak Tov Levad, because the inner Rotzen, his inner Rotzen is only to give goodness. V'zeh Eino Tov, right? V'zeh Eino Tov Vaday, Shelo Yuchal Tuvo Litpasheh B'riyotav, and it's definitely no good if the rotzen is to prevent his rotzen from being expressed in his creation. Because his rotzen is tov. That means prevention of tov, chas v'shalom, is ra. So it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that his rotzen won't be expressed in the world. V'im toma, if you want to ask, kach hu tov, that's what goodness is. Letiv letzadikim kamo la'ara l'reshaim, to give goodness to the tzadikim, like it is to give bad to the reshaim. V'rachmei reshaim, achzari, and mercy to the Rishayim is achzari, is like cruelty. Harei Ketuv, it's written in the Pasuk, it's the Gemara also in Brachos, I bring this. V'chanoti asher achun, I will be gracious to the ones I shall be gracious to. Afal pi sheina kedah hagun, even though he's not fitting for that grace, he's not fitting for that goodness, i.e. we see that the Rasha gets also goodness. So it's not good necessary for the Rasha to get ra. V'ktiv yivukash et avon Yisrael. You will look for the avon Yisrael. V'einena, it won't be. V'etchatat Yehuda v'lo timtzeena, and the averes of Yehuda and lo timtzeena. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu won't even see the averes chas v'shalom of Klal Yisrael. He won't see them. Harei sherotze leitiv gam l'reshayim. We see from these two psukim, he wants to give goodness even to the reshayim. So it isn't mimidas tuvo. It's not from his goodness to give ra to the reshayim. V'shem atoma, perhaps you want to say, kol zehu la'acha orech ha'galut v'kabalat onsham. Maybe you want to say that all of this goodness is not speaking about now, it's speaking about after the galus, after how you call it, galus, the exile, and after they receive their punishment. Ashivecha, hi hanotenet. This is the answer itself. Im kein hare ha'rotzon ha'elyon misovev dvarim shachareim yisku hakol. So that's the answer, you're saying. The rotzon ha'elyon will go bring things that in the end everyone will reach, will be zoche to everything. I'll be zochet to his ultimate goodness. That means even the ra in the world is only a way of bringing anyone to its ultimate goodness. In other words, the ra is a gilui of his rotzen aprimi, which is goodness. His inner rotzen, which is goodness. Shema amina, sharotzen hu, rak leitiv mamash. So we see from this that his rotzen isn't to do ra. His rotzen is to leitiv mamash. And the ra that we see is just temporarily expression of that rotzen to do good. Because ultimately, the ra is going to bring us to that ultimate goodness, that we'll be zoche to the noam of Hashem, the goodness of Hashem. Ela shetzarech lelechet in kol echad, but he has to go in each person kefi darko, according to his way. V'rashayim tzarech lanisham, and the rashayim, we have to give them punishment. Kedei shimchol lehem achar kach, in order that afterwards they'll have mechila, and therefore they'll be zoche to the goodness that they deserve. Shim hakavana haita litchot harishayim, if chas v'shalom the chavana was to push away the rishayim, hayelahem liyot ovdim mamash, then they should have been destroyed completely. Velo shiu nenshim, and they shouldn't have been just punished. Lezakot otam, to clean them achar kach, afterwards. So the purpose of the ra is a good, it's a cleaning purpose, that they become cleaned through the onashim that they're getting. That's the purpose of the ra. But it's shorish is betz and good. Zeh raya brura. This is a good raya, clear raya. Ki harei sof hamaisa hu akavana hatachlitit. The end action is the final intention.
Is there easy to distinguish between people choosing to do evil or bad things happening to people who don't necessarily deserve it?
He hasn't spoken about bad happening to people who don't deserve it. The way he's explaining that everything has medida, everything has mishkal, it means every bad that happens to a person, at this stage he's explaining, every bad that happens from a person, it's basically lehetivlo, to do good to him. Somehow this person needs this ra to happen to him, lezakechotom, to clean him, to clear him of his blemishes, so to speak, and like the cleaning process, right? And the purpose is that he'll be zoche lebesof to Noam Hashem, to the goodness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means all the ra that happens to a person in his life is be'etzim shor shor hu betov. It's not that chas v'shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzim himself and he removes himself and therefore there's ra. It's not that he's moneh himself from the world and therefore there exists ra. The ra that exists is mituvo. And he has to treat each person lefi darko, according to his way, so therefore he needs this mida of ra, what seems ra, but it's besharish, it's good, because the tachlis and the sof, he's explained, the tachlis will come to good. That's what he's basically
saying.
It's the same way, it's going to be the same way, because he's speaking in both. Of course there's klal and prat in terms of this, but every person has his own hashkocha pratis, and even hashkocha of klal Yisrael, it's had hashkocha pratis of klal Yisrael, it's also this way. I know you're asking me a question, how can it be but this is a question we're going to deal with. You're going to ask me a question, how comes we see tzaddikim that you like lo aleinu in Mitzrayim, first of all, talk about tzaddikim also in the Shoah tzaddikim were also killed. So there's a Gemara, the time of the Mashkin is given Rishus. He's not Mavdil, it's a Gemara, he's not Mavdil in Tzadik LaRosha. So those are sugyas which we'll discuss as we process in this. But he's going to discuss them as we get along. Okay? V'zeh, where am I? Okay. V'hu ha-kavana ha-tachlitit b'chol chelkei ha-maisahu. And this is this kavana of the tachlis, the end purpose, in all the mice, this mice of doing ra, because the tachlis is to ultimately get him to a place of tov. Ach sofa mice b'chol b'nei adam, the end of the action in kol b'nei adam, ben tzadikim ben rishayim, hu letet lehem tov. The end is to bring tov. That means even the ra that we have, that ra will to bring us to tov in the end. That means it's only the rega ra. It's only temporary ra. Ra is something temporarily. is something momentarily. Tov is something eternal, something that's always there. It's always behind. It's always the minia thing causing the ra. The ra that you get is lehitiv lebesof. Im kein hakavana tachlitit hu letet tov lekol. The tachavana of the tachlis is to give goodness to everyone. Yeah.
How can you say the ra? There's always tov behind it. If a person is a rasha, if the person's a rasha, the action is an act of free will. How can you say that there's tov behind his act of free will? It's the act of a rasha.
If you're saying a person has bechira lefchor bara. Right? So from our point of view speaking, we have the ra that he picks, and he does, will bring with it a certain anhag of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that even that ra that he did will bring tov to him and to the world ultimately. That means, if a person does an act to another person and he harms them, and he does a ra, that person, that ra that that person got, say, Shimon did a ra to Reuven. Reuven got ra from Shimon, right? That ra could be, just an example, that ra could be because that's to me'orer Shimon to do tshuva for something else. Or to give him more schuyot in the world to come. Because now he's learning Torah even in a matzav that it's painful more to him. So his Torah has more... erech, or his mitzvahs is more erech, even a place where there's ra, even a place which is difficult for him, he's learning more. So he's it's ma'al be'schuyotav. It's increasing his schuyotav, because he's working a place which is harder for him. I'm just giving an example. Now, Reuven that did ra to Shimon, right? Reuven's ra, how is that going to be tov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be noheg with Reuven, he'll give him an onish, that he'll realize that onish will come to somehow be mezakech Reuven, that he'll realize, and usually it's mida keneged mida, the same ra that he does, he'll feel, that he'll realize that the ra that he did, and he'll change his ways. So, now it could be the free will action that Reuven did, which is ra, it's because something in his tchuna, his midas, his tchuna, something deep in him, causes him to do that ra. Now, had he not done that ra, he would not have completed himself in his midas. He wouldn't have fixed himself in his tchunot. It would have remained with him. And say he was mitgaber every time not to do that ra. So he would have been mitgaber, but the ra that's deep in him would not have been changed. Whereas when he gave out that ra, he did that ra to someone else, and now he deserves an onish that came with that ra. That onish might cause him to think about his life and move towards changing, so he'll change his inner self.
There are many that don't do tshuva.
So then the onish will be bigger until the ma'orer. There's always a way, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will always find a way to bring that person ultimately to tov. And if it's not in this lifetime, he'll be in mitgalgal in the next lifetime. Everyone comes to the final tov. So there's no such thing as ra. The world has to come to its ultimate tov.
This should imply aliyos adoros rather than yiridos adoros. Then, if people are constantly making a tikkun and they're coming back as gegulim and they're fixing up a ra that they've done in the past, then you would expect aliyos adoros.
I explained this before. But basically, there's parts of a person that come back. Doesn't have to be a whole person came back. That which is right. That's what you're associated with that ra. Okay, let's go weiter now. Hare sharotzen hu rak tov. His rotzen is only good. V'lachein loyit kayem shum davar eletuvo. Now let's explain the next thing. Won't be established anything apart from his goodness. Right, that's part of the statement, the original statement. Hashte da'atit lahachi. Now that we came to this, sharotzen hu rak leitiv. The rotzen is only to do goodness. Right? Has to be that the things can't go without this purpose. Since his rotten is only to be do goodness, it has to go, everything in the world, everything that happens in this world, has to have this tachlis of goodness. Right? Perush. Bishloma imlo haya rotzen mo'es. If it would make sense, if the rotzen wasn't discarded la'avid ha'reshayim, i.e., if the rotzen was to ma'avid the reshayim, as amanu ein ha'onish hazeh davara, then we would say the onish of being ma'avid, destroying the reshayim, isn't something good, because that was his rotzen, to destroy the reshayim. Ela chadayim tir davara, to people who do averas, let chase after them bad. V'kach hi amida. And that's the proper midah, k'mo shekutav nurel. Ach, however, kevan she'amarnu, since we're saying, she'ein haderech kach, that's not the way of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ela kedei lachzir hachote, to return the person who does averus, she'yashuv v'yitiv lo, that he'll do a tshuva, and then we'll do good, we'll give good to him. Im ken ha'onish hu ra. The punishment is ra. Punishment be'etzim is ra. To be my better person is ra. To destroy him is ra. Until we need that he'll be completely destroyed. Velo nitzchi. Right? Kadei sheyetzei menu hachote. And not forever, in order that the chote will be removed. Lefishu hura, because he's ra. Hu neged haratzon ha'elyon. That would be neged haratzon ha'elyon. In other words, if there's a big rosh in the world, and we kill him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills him and destroys him, is ma'abid him. That can't be. That's connected to Ratzon Ha'Elyon. Because the Ratzon Ha'Elyon is not, even the biggest Rosh in the world, is Le'etiv lo. So to destroy him, Nitzchi can't be Tov. So that can't be the Ratzon. That can't be what we're experiencing. Ach kevin shu neged haratzon ha'elyon, since this is neged haratzon ha'elyon, k'mo shepirat tot, she bepratut lekol ish, eif sha'aliot nitzchi. Since this is against the ratzon ha'elyon, this can't be something which is nitzchi. It can't be that his destruction is something nitzchi. The destruction of this rasha is something which is forever. Kach bechlal ha'olam, eif sha'alam tziuto sheyeh nitzchi. Thus, in the whole chlal ha'olam, it's impossible that this metzias of destruction of the ra in the world is something nitzchi, something which is forever.
Metzias middle, like huh? Metzias is like a middle thing.
No, metzias is the existence of the world. It can't be this existence of this midah to destroy the ra in the world is something which is forever, because that's a negative hizrotzen, which is leativ, which is too good.
Eventually, it'll be all good. So.
Yeah, that can't be. That's what he's saying. Since hizrotzen, his inner rotzen, is to do good. And that's his midah. That's what has to be nitzchi. So that any ra, which is la'abed harosha, which is to destroy the rosha, that cannot be nitzchi, because that's against his rotzen. His rotzen is to do good. Yeah? So therefore, it can't be nitzchi. It can't be forever. It can only be momentarily, he's going to say. V'tireh. He's proving it. This is a proof of what he's saying. He's making a logical proof. Saying, since his rotzen is lehetiv, I'm repeating it, since his rotzen is lehetiv, and that's the only rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else is the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's his rotzen. Even if we see that there's ra in the world, and that we see that the Rishayim are ne'ebodim, right, of course, Sadiqim also ne'ebodim would be the same thing, but let's pick, because we might think, there's a havamina of thinking that could be the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you see a rasha, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and destroys him. We might think that's the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to destroy the Rishayim.
By definition, Tov?
That's not Tov. Because even a rasha, the Tov for a rasha must be Lehetivlo. They can't be to destroy him is Lehetivlo. To destroy him means La'abedoto, Le'nitzchiyut. It can't be that. There's no Hatava there. That's negative rotzen. So to destroy him can destroy him forever is by definition negative rotzen.
Aren't the averus chayv misa stira?
No, because again, that's not nitzchi. A person's it's not forever. When a person's being killed, it's not nitzchi. Nitzchi means he's ne'evad from Klal Yisrael. He's ne'evad as neshama. This doesn't make sense unless you have a concept of neshama and guf. His guf can be ne'evad, because his guf's not nitzchi. His neshama can't be ne'evad. Right? Without that concept of neshama and guf, this doesn't make sense. Obviously, if we think that the world is just this world that we live in, and if someone's killed, then you can't make sense of hatava. Then the world that you see ra, if someone's killed, he's killed from all existence. So that's ra be'etzim. So then you could come to the conclusion, or there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Chas v'shalom. Or the HaKadosh is to Yesh Rishuyot.
Why do you have to say it's just a momentary rotzen? Why wouldn't it? Because by definition,
if it's not his rotzen, then there exists a rotzen in the world which is in his rotzen. That means it's to Rishuyot. It has to be this way. By logically, it has to be this way. He's explaining logically. Logically, it has to be the la'abed the rasha forever, right?
Yeah.
That's negative rotzen, because it's rotzen is leitiv. If it's negative rotzen, there's only one of two things. Or there's two rotzenos, or he allows his rotzen not to be. Which means he allows another rotzen. It's kimat the same as two rotzenos. So, and since none of those things can be, because we know the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, is the only rotzen in the world, it must be that this doesn't exist. There's no such thing as la'abed reshayim nitzri. It must be that the ibud of a rasha is only momentarily.
Means yeah. Not really.
It's not ibud completely. It's that he gets l'netzach. Killed and it's not ibud lenetzach. Yeah. There will come from it hatova lebesof.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah.
So, evil, like evil people necessarily, the evil that they do is coming from some deep down, it's like a good place in some way.
No. We're not saying they're evil people. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen.
Okay.
We're saying a person might do ra. His neshama is mitchalef. He doesn't live with his neshama. He lives with his guf, and he lives a metzias of ra. It's possible a person can live with a metzias of ra, but even that ra that the person's living with, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with him in a certain way to bring him to Tov, and even the ra that he does to others will eventually come to Tov. Even Yemach Shemo, Hitler, Yemach Shemo, that was the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't necessarily understand it. We don't understand it. But to say that wasn't the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kfira. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen. We don't understand the hatova that came from that rotzen, because we don't have the eyes to see it. When will we have the eyes to see it? La'atid lavo. Only in the atid lavo we'll realize that even Yemach Shemo Hitler, the inner rotzen was leitiv. V'tireh ata. And now you can see. Hadava hazeh b'moftim chotchim. Now it makes sense. Sof kol ha'maisa hu ha'kavana ha'tachlitit. It's the end kavana. The end of purpose. B'kol chelke ha'maisahu. In every part of this action. Hatov hu sof kol ha'sivuv. The goodness is the end of all the sivuv. All this going around. That means everything that happens to a person, wherever he is, ultimately that will come to goodness, whenever that is. B'tov lebesof. Tov means, lebesof means tchias amazing, right? Ha'over al kol ish befrat. Which it passes on every single person individually. Vafilu Rasha, even the Rasha, he will get Tov Lebesof. Im Kain, Hatov Hu Hakavana, it's the intention, Hatachlitit, purpose, the intended purpose, B'kol HaSivuv, in all that happens, in all the, I don't know how to translate Sivuv, all the, like the cause and effects that happen to us, the effects that happen to us. Harim Mofit HaRishon, the first like sign, shakavona tachitit b'kol ha'sivuv hu'atov, that the intention, purpose, the end purpose is all the sivuv is goodness. Achapoel b'kol ha'sivuv hu'arotzon elyon, and that which is acting in all what happens to a person is the rotzon elyon. Im kein, harotzon elyon kol tachlitu eino elatov, since his rotzon is only any good, right? Hariyamuf, right? The sign second sheni. Sharotzen ha'elyon hu raktov. It's only good. V'ata nireh et im ha'onish. And now we'll see this im ha'onish, with the onish. Shu kodim ha'sof b'rashayim. It's before the end with the rashayim. Hu tov or lo. If it's goodness or not. Dava shesofo mishtaneh mima sh'aya b'tchilato. It's something which its end is going to change from the beginning. T'chilato v'sofo eino mimin enchad. Its beginning and end aren't the same. Hasivuv shemesavev ala rosha. That which happens to the rosha. Hu yishtaneh b'sofo will change in the end mima sh'aya b'tchilato. From what was in the beginning. Im kein, t'chilat ha'sivuv hazeh. The beginning of the sivuv v'sofo eino mimin enchad. It's not from the same way. Achasof utov, the end is good. Vu hanira betchila, and that's what seems from the beginning. Min haRotzen b'Hapoel, the Rotzen which is in acting. Yeah, that means the tov is going to be, which basically says the tov has to be good. Va'emsa perish masha kodim hasof, before the end, eino min hazen. It's not from this min. Im kein masha kodim hasof eino tov, which is before the end, doesn't necessarily have to be good. Ve'enu hanirtza b'tchila min harotzen apoel, and it's not what kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in his rotzen, in his active rotzen. No ma im kein lama yishanu. Why should this be different? El alafisha iyevsha lagia el hasof. It's impossible to give to the goodness in the end biltize without changing his apparent rotzen. It's like ava im haya efsha liot biltize. If it was possible to be without this, lo haya rui leemtza haze limatza. It wouldn't be possible for this emtza to be. There wouldn't be a possibility for ra, right? If there wasn't the ability for Kodesh Baruch Hu to give Ra Mitchila, right? Ra Mitchila to the Rishayim, which is eventually going to be Tov. Notice because there, Sha'onish Hu Ra. It comes out from this, that punishment is Ra. Vu Hefech HaMuvukash Umuchum V'Rotzen Enin. That's the opposite of Kodesh Baruch Hu Rotzen. Ela Shehim Tza'o Tzarech Lebriyasa. But his being, his existence needs to be created, kedel hagia mimenu el hatachlis, right? Ve'im haya efsha blav hachi. If it was possible without this, haya yoter tov lefi harotzen. We'd be better for the rotzen. If it was without the existence of this ra, would have been better for the rotzen. We'd be better kiviyachol for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everyone's tzaddikim. If everyone's tzaddikim and doing good in the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu would be mashpia tufo. It would be galui. There wouldn't be an emsa, which is ra, to reach the tov lebasof. Right? Amumi ata. We see from now. Kamosha purat haonish bepratim. Who hefech harotzen, that the onish is the opposite of this rotzen, sha'al kein tzarech lishtanot b'sof, because it has to be changed in the end. Hiyot inyan ha'onish b'anhaga, since this concept of onish is in the hanhaga, in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the world, gamzeh hu neged harotzen ha'aryon, it seems to be neged harotzen ha'aryon, tzarech lishtanot b'sof, and we have to change it in the end. V'zeh pashut, that's simple. Ki kamosh kivun harotzen ha'elyon shekol ha'pratim yeh lehem rak tov l'sof. All the pratim, all the details have to become tov in the end. Kach tzar shitkaven sheklalut ha'olam, that the general world b'sof yeh rak tov. Right? So not only the individual has to have right tov in the end, the whole world has to come to this ultimate goodness.
Why only in the end? Why not ultimate time?
Because you're given bechira. You're given Bechira, and you have the ability to choose Ra, and that Ra has to come to Tov. The only way that Ra can come to Tov is if there's Onish for that Ra.
But in that moment of time, is it really Ra?
In the moment of time, it appears Ra, but that Ra will come to Tov. So, if I say something,
you're saying, it appears to be Ra, but the Ra will come to
Tov. The Shorish of the Ra is Tov. That means it's like this. I'll give you an example. Yeah, if I could say see a person in the street and he fell down, and I see two people picking him up, putting him into a car, start cutting him up, and moving his heart, moving his kidneys, then just with sharp knives being so cruel to him and then putting him in some room. And that seems to be Ra. That seems to be a tachlis of achzariyut, of cruelty. And then I tell you, I just add information to that Ra. And I tell you, this information you will know lebesof. So I will then tell you, this person fell off. He had an accident, fell off his bike, had an accident, and he lost consciousness and was bleeding. Inner capillary was broken. I'm not a doctor, right? And they took him and they were doing an operation. In the ambulance, they were cutting through his heart to seal that capillary so he wouldn't bleed to death. And they sewed him up and put him into a room It isn't the same. The Ra seems Ra. The tachlis of that Ra is to bring it to good. We don't see the tachlis, so we see the ra. We see the schar, we see the onish, we see the cutting. The onish, we see the cutting. The cutting is to save the person's life. Had the person not fell, he wouldn't have needed the operation. The operation seems something very cruel. So too, the ra that comes to a person is lizakechoto, to clean him, to fix him. He damaged himself, he fell. Even if someone pushed him, it's irrelevant. Even because of his circumstances, he was brought up in the world, he was brought up in the Bronx, and he was, because of his circumstances, he was put in an atmosphere where he was going to do ra. Even someone pushed him, but he needed that fixing. That's what it means. The ra is, it's ra now because we don't know the tachlis, we don't know the sof. When we see the sof, even the ra will be good. You understand? Just as he has the punishment which is sufficient for each person, the Beprat, that in the end they will receive good because of these onshim, he can have create a type of onish, or mashiyeh, whatever he will be, leklalut ha'olam gamken. He can also create an onish, so to speak, for the whole world, that will bring the whole world to its good. Shibitchile yeh ra, that in the beginning it will be ra, ubesof yeh tov, in the end the whole world will come to its tov. Right? Now you understand why what he's doing here. It's amazing what he's doing here. He's proving to you that the world has to be finite. He's proving to you, just as a person has to be a sof, for an individual person he comes ultimately to the tov, so the world has to come to its ultimate tov. If the world has to come to its ultimate tov, there has to be a zman for the world. You understand? He's proving you logically that there has to be a zman. Just as the individual has to come to the tov, the world as a klal has to come to a tov. That means there has to be an end. If it goes on, so then it can always revert to the ra. So there must be an end to the world. It can't be ad infinitum. You understand? You understand how he's doing this logically? It makes sense now. Like, this concept that we believe, Shesh al-fishana have alma, right? It's not just something Chazal made up. It's something that has to be be'etzim habriya. Logically, it has to be. No, nothing that there has to be 6,000. Has to be 6,000, but there definitely has to be a tachlis to the bria. Okay? Ela vadai. Kachu be'emet. This is the truth. She'ein ritzonoyed barach ela tov. His rotzen is only good. V'ze ma she'tzarech she'yeh kayam la'ad. That's what has to be forever. Ki shlitet ritzon kayemet. The dominion of his rotzen is here, is existence, it's here. V'im he'em tza'it. And if the middle of this is ra, ain't no klum. It's not his rotzen. It's not really ra. Ki adraba tira'e kavanato. We will see that his kavana hatova v'po'elet kavanato kaimit. That's what's really in existence. That his kavana, which is, when you say the tov, sheyotzi mikol asivu v'kol tzad, that which comes out of all this evil v'kol tzad, hu rak hatov shebechuko yitbarach, is only the goodness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitbarach, right? V'kol mashu ra b'tchila eino yotze mirushut ache chas v'shalom shiuchal et kayem negdo. And all which is ra at the beginning, right? This is going back to his original statement. Eino yotze mirushut ache. It doesn't come from a different shus chas v'shalom shiuchal et kayem negdo. It can be established against him chas v'shalom. Kiven sheyadanu shemashu poel, what he does in actuality, right? Tzarek shebesof yitov, has to be in the end good. We have to know something else which is true. There's only one dominion. There's two rishuyot. Because Baruch is one. We have to understand two things. We see all different happenings in the world. V'kol kach mesibot gdolot. And all types of sivuvim, how you say, things which happened. mitapchot lekama gvanim, that seem to be in all different ways. Aye, they seem ra, they seem good, all different types of ra and good. Anu yodim, af al pichen, even so, she'en yesh ela ma'atzil echad. There's only one ma'atzil. Even though we see lots of different facets in the world, lots of different sort of the sun, the moon, different hashpas, different things, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rotzen echad. Lafukish ain shum rotzon monea ayado. No other rotzon can stop his rotzon from being. Afilu alul mimenu. And even if it comes from him, right? He can't stop his rotzon from being. There's no such thing as his rotzon. He himself will stop his rotzon. There's no such thing. Mikoshiken lafukish ain yesh derishu et chasashon. Koshken, there's no two rishus. Echad poel tov, one that does good, and one poel ra. It's not as if Chas v'Shalom, he's poel tov, and he's moneh himself, and that's the poelest ra. No, Chas v'Shalom. Even the ra is his goodness. El Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'kom minei yichud, in all the yichudim, all the onenesses. Ma shenireh achshav kiilu hem poelot nif'alot mizulato. Those things which seem to be actions which are different from his inner rotzim, which is goodness, yeh ma'alul mimenu. It's coming from him. Yeah? O chas v'shalom rishus acher, ein oken. Not ma'alul mimenu. It doesn't mean not coming from him, or from a rishus acher, ein oken, right? Ela, hu b'chok tuvo. He's b'chok tuvo. Hu poel kolze. He's acting all this. Ki kfa noda. We already know. Kol ma sheyesh achshav min hara lo yitkayem klal. All which happens in the ra doesn't have any establishment at all. Ela lebesof yeh hakol. In the end, it'll all be good. V'nidav v'nakiv v'nemafreya. And we'll understand lemafreya. L'atid lavo. Lebesof, we'll understand retroactively. She'ein rishus acher. There's no other rishus. We know all the idea. We know everything. Like the case of the ambulance, right? Ki mishu reshus bifnei atzmo, tzarech litkeim tamid. That which is reshus in itself has to have kiyum forever. The ra is only lerega, and only seemingly lerega. V'zeh pashut. Ki ein reshus ela misha ein ache yocholo. There's no reshus only with she'ein ache yocholo. Misha ein ache yocholo ela hu koach reshus kayam bifnei atzmo. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rishus between that, so no other Rishus can be. Umash Eino Mitkayim Eino Rishus. And what isn't established forever is not a Rishus. Kivin Sheyadanu Zot. Since we know this, Ken Neidash Ein Shum Rotzon Afilu Alul Mimenu. Even if it comes from him, Kiviyocho Monelo, that prevents him from being. Ki Adraba Sivuv Shelo Hu Legalot Rishuto Achakach. His Sivuv is to reveal his Rishus afterwards. Ulashlim Akov Rishus Atov, and to complete his Rishus, which is the dominion, which is goodness. We have to believe this with emunah shleima. That's where we need emunah. V'to'eles. Now listen to this. This is the big statement. V'to'eles ha'chokhma zot. And the purpose, and the reason we learn this chokhma, hu shenavin, that we'll understand ze beyediya brura. That means Torah, this Torah is the Torah. Torah saplimi. Yes. It's the Torah. Is that we understand clearly the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen is goodness, and we understand it, I mean we see it, we feel it in this world. Okay, so we have to v'shehu mash nitzaveinu al zeh, and that's what we commanded in this, with the pasuk v'yadat hayom v'ashavot elovecha. You know today, and you should return to your hearts, ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamayim ma'al, he is the God of heavens above, v'aretz v'tachat einot, and there's nothing else. Okay, we'll stop here.